Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a privilege and joy it is to share these moments with you today. We'd invite you to come out to Baptist Chapel at 2019 Wayne Madison Road and join us anytime the Lord would lead you that direction. We have service Sunday school at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evening, we come back for a youth service and a Bible study. And we'd invite you to join us in any and all of those services. We'd do the best we can to try to serve the Lord as according to the Scriptures and according to the Spirit. This morning, we do want to thank the Lord. We've been in our annual association meeting since Friday morning, and boy, the Lord's just blessed this setting of our association. We've just had a wonderful time, and going back in a little while to close out the services this morning, but we just enjoyed ourselves and enjoyed all that was done and all of those that had a part of it. We missed some, wasn't able to be with us, and we'd ask you to continue to remember Brother Denny Fields in your prayers, that the Lord would continue to heal him up. He's getting better. And we thank the Lord for that, but we missed him this weekend, and I know he missed being with us. So you keep him in your prayers, and we miss being able to be over at Brown's Chapel with those folks we love so dear. But we know the Lord's taking care of them. They've got special service this morning. I believe it begins at 10:30. If you'd like to go over and be with them, Green Hills has homecoming today. So wonderful places to go this morning. You shouldn't have any problem finding somewhere to be up and about the Father's business. Join me in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, God, we're so thankful for this privilege, this few moments of time you give us on Sunday morning, Lord, to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, oh God, we find ourselves so weak and so little, God, feeling so unworthy so much of the time, Lord. And God, when we sit at the feet of our able brethren, God, our Lord, it reminds us, God, and we wonder sometime, our Lord, how we can do anything, but Father, we like they. I must trust and lean upon you this morning, and so God, we look to you today, God, for the strength we need to deliver just a little message from your precious word this morning. And God, that you might bless the reading and the preaching thereof, the teachings, God. Our Lord, we would ask you today, Father, to sit with those, God. Our Lord, wherever they might be this morning, the special services, God. Our Lord, that you just pour out your blessings upon them, God. Our Father, if there's lost amongst them, that they might surrender their heart. How before it's final and everlasting, too late, God. Our Lord, we would ask you this morning that we'd never use this precious time you've allotted to us, God. For our own purpose, our own agenda. But, oh Lord, we might look unto you and lift up how that precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, this morning. Lord God, we'd ask you today, Father, how to bless the station this morning. Oh God, we ask again for Brother Mark today to be with him, Lord, and God, to give healing unto his body. Lord, to bring peace and comfort to him and his good wife. Father, oh God, God, we ask you this morning, for the others on the beds of affliction today. I continue this morning, Lord, to bless Brother Denny. God, the others today, Father, I'm not able to be up and about your business. Father, as we've watched them, God, I was so many miles behind them. So many years they've walked before, God, and still trying their best to carry on, putting forth the effort to come, to travel this morning, God. Oh God, I bless them for their efforts this morning, and let them know what a joy and an inspiration they are to us today. And God, oh God, we pray this morning that you would bless again where your children gather and assemble. there. And more than anything this morning, God, send that convicting spirit out. I cause our people to understand this morning how they're lost and undone condition. I cause them to understand today, Lord, how that they need you as their Savior today. Father, they might have good intentions. How they might have had a good raising. But Lord, help them understand this morning, day and day alone. I must make that choice. Have that determination this morning to surrender their heart and life unto you. And God, again now bless how the young men and women in the service of our country. I bless this little time you give to us this morning, God. For we ask these many favors in the precious name of our Savior Jesus. And amen and amen. I'm going to try to read just a verse or two this morning. I'll be found in the 3rd chapter of 1 John. I behold what manner of love how the Father hath bestowed upon us, how that we should be called the sons of God. How therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, how now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. I will stop right there this morning and consider this a great lesson today. Behold what manner of love. Brother, have you ever thought about what it took? I'm brother, the level of love and commitment that God has to you and I this morning. I'm brother, why? Because God loves us today. I'm brother, it matters to him where you are this morning. I'm brother, I think often of my mother, how my father went home many years ago. I'm brother, but I think about him, how the love he had for me, how much more this morning, how is that love of my Savior, how that love of our Heavenly Father today, how what manner of love is this? I'm brother, what kind of love? How the kind of love? How that was willing to go to the cross? How willing to come? I into this old world, I willing to put upon him the flesh of man, I willing to endure the curse of the cross, I willing this morning to take my sins to Calvary. What manner of love is this how the Father hath bestowed upon us? I'm brother, he's bestowed upon me the greatest gift. I looked out yesterday over that great congregation. What a blessing it was. I'm rather to see them. How we've grown to love over the years. I'm rather to see my children and my grandchildren there. I'm rather to see them. How they labored on out before me. I took me under their wing. When I was just a boy, I'm brother, and I begin to think about what manner of love is this how the Father had bestowed upon us. I'm brother, I can look every one of them in the eye. I hug their neck and tell them I love them. I'm brother, we don't always agree about everything. I'm brother, we don't stop loving one another, because God has bestowed that love upon us. Brother, I know there's coming another change for me. One day this earthly tabernacle shall be dissolved. Brother, I know that days are coming. Brother, I know this morning that I have a home eternal in the heavens. I'm not made with hands. This morning God had bestowed it upon me. But I know this, brother, yet another change will be. But on that morning, so many years ago, that I bent my knee and bowed my heart and said, Lord, save me, lest I perish. Brother, he come in and took up his abode with me. Brother, I got up off of that altar a new creature. Brother, I spoke with a new tongue. I saw with new eyes. I heard with new ears. Brother, I walked a new walk. And yet, praise be unto God. I'm still on the journey this morning. I've never left that highway of holiness. I've let my master down. Brother, I've failed him many times along the way. Brother, I've never found an exit off of that highway. Yes, that morning he made me a new creature. I in Christ Jesus by bestowing upon me that love. Brother, by cleansing me from all sin. I am the precious blood of Jesus. I ask you this morning one time. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Brothers, I say so walls. I dig a little deeper. I don't take the words of a man. Brother, it sounds good, that's all right. I dig a little deeper. The church at Berea. Brother, search the scriptures. Night and day. To see what they had, if what they had heard was true. Brother, this morning I challenge you. To dig a little deeper in the well. I pick up that word and read it. I know what it says. He said, beloved. Brother, the song of Solomon. Solomon said, my beloved is mine, and I'm his. This morning I'm glad. You and I are the beloved of Christ. Brother, the precious bride. I'm bought. I paid for and secure. I'm beloved. I'm now. Look at that. Underline it. Highlight it. Memorize it. I don't care what you do, but don't pass it over. Now are we the sons of God. Praise his sweet name this morning. Today, September 20th, 2009. Brother, I'm a son of God. I belong to him. Yea, my beloved is mine, and I'm his this morning. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. I'm always a something better waiting for me. I love the blessings of this life, the many benefits we enjoy of being blood bought and born again. Brother, these benefits out of being the child of the King. Brother, and I'm glad for every one of them. But the best is yet to come. Brother, this mortal I shall put on immortality. This corruptible I shall put on incorruption. Brother, that I which is sown in weakness, I shall be raised in power. I'm brother, when I carried that little mother, I'm that little father down to the grave. I together, I'd both of them together wasn't as big as I am today. Our sickness had took its toll. I'm brother, they had withered. How they were so small, I'm so broken. I'm in brother, when I see them again, how they'll be raised in power. John said, when we shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. This promise is to you this morning. You can have what I have by accepting Christ as your Savior. God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.